Thank you for joining us. The Honor the Earth Tour is drawing attention to a law that is now in the House of Representatives called House of Representatives Bill 1270, the Nuclear Waste Policy Act of 1997, which we think is a law that endangers American health. It links also individuals like Dee Dee and myself with you, because what the law will do is it will take the waste from nuclear reactors like here at Three Mile Island and put them, the nuclear casks, on trucks and trains and put it on America's highways and move it across the country, and in that process expose about 50 million Americans who live within a half mile of those major transport routes to the possibility of nuclear disaster. It also poses larger questions about environmental justice and the rights of people in the society and who makes public policy. The tour historically has dealt with the issues of Native American people who quite often, for instance, our communities are at the front end of nuclear fuel chain and nuclear fuel issues, where we are produce the uranium and then are asked in the end to hold the nuclear waste. But yet we get very little attention to the impact which occurs in our community when utilities like GPU talk about how safe and clean nuclear energy is. They very rarely talk about how many uranium miners died from radiation exposure and how many communities were affected. And perhaps the best example of that is that 3 months after the TMI spill accident, which occurred here in 1979, in Church Rock, New Mexico, 100 million gallons of radioactive waste leaked from behind a dam that held uranium mill tailings in Church Rock, New Mexico, and it went down the Rio Puerco River into the Little Colorado River, and then into the Colorado River, and finally into Lake Mead, which is the water supply for Los Angeles. But there was very little press coverage when that accident occurred in comparison to press coverage of other nuclear accidents. And the concern we have is that out of sight, out of mind, nuclear waste is supposed to be brought to Indian communities that are both poor and have, quite frankly, very little infrastructure, and in the process endangering many Americans. So this tour draws attention to these issues, goes to both reservation arenas and to cities like yours, and is raising money for grassroots Native environmental groups through this process. In our last tour, we raised $250,000 for grassroots Native environmental organizations. In this tour, we hope to raise $300,000 to fund those people who are trying to protect their land and way of life, and also communities that are looking at the alternatives and continuing a way of life that is sustainable for the generations to come. Thank you.
Same mouse movement equipment. Was this ours?